This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about an upcoming spring concert with the Tecumseh Big Band. And so happy to have on the program with me to talk more about that is Karen Bunch. Karen, it's always good to have you on the program. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having us in today.
As also, we have Mary Beth Medzar with us. And Mary Beth, it's good to have you with us, too.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
This is going to be such a great concert. They're all great concerts, but this is another great concert that's going to be held. Karen, talk about when this is going to be.
Sure. It's Sunday, May 17th. It's a 4 o'clock performance. The box office will open starting at 3 o'clock. You can get tickets in advance by calling 517-423-6617. You can go online 24 hours a day to thetca.org. Or you can stop in person. They're there on Thursday and Friday from noon to 5.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what the Tecumseh Big Band is and who comprises the Tecumseh Big Band.
Sure. We have people from all walks of life. We have retirees. We have school teachers. We have band directors. In fact, we have a brand new director of the band itself, who is the Madison Schools band director.
Nice.
Yeah. Nathan Bilska.
Okay.
And he's really, really gotten into it. We really like having him. And we range in age from, let's say, the 30s. We got a fellow who's pushing 90.
No kidding. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So, and it's all volunteer group.
Yeah.
We've been in existence for about 22 years. And we have 22 members, vocalists. We have 5 vocalists with us for this concert. And it's just people who enjoy big band style music.
And you play?
I play baritone sax, and I also, on a few charts, like the Glenn Miller stuff, I will double on an alto sax or a bass clarinet or a clarinet. So the main part is baritone sax or bari sax.
Yeah.
But then I also add those other instruments when needed and when they're called for in the chart.
Okay. Mary Beth, what instrument do you play?
I play primarily alto saxophone, but like Karen said, depending on the chart, I play clarinet and flute as well.
Oh, flute too. Wow. Mm-hmm. Oh, what got you to be involved in the Tecumseh Big Band, Mary Beth?
Well, I moved to Tecumseh about 22 years ago. I was a band director at Madison. I'm now retired, and I guess you guys called me and asked me to come play, and I've been there ever since.
Ever since, yeah. It was a good mesh.
It was very good. It still is. Yes,
yes.
Indeed.
Yep. Yeah. Well, with this concert that's coming up, it's going to be on May 17th. So, Mary Beth, tell us a little bit some of the things that you'll be doing, what type of music you'll be doing.
Well, I'm very excited because we have a whole lot of new charts. And it's very eclectic. We have standards, we have musicals, Latin, funk, contemporary, you name it.
Wow.
From the 30s all the way through, like I said, contemporary. So it's going to be a nice mix of music.
Yeah, yeah. The thing is, it really, I think it's so neat how you can do and take some of the music that was not originally a big band, but it can be, what's the word, transposed, or you made into a big band sound, Mary Beth?
Done in the style of big band.
There, thank you.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you were talking about the one song that, before we went on the air, that never would thought about that you could even do it. And which one was that, Karen?
It's Steely Dan's song, Peg.
Yeah.
And you can go online and listen to the actual song and get a feel for what that is. But I was surprised it was available in a big band arrangement.
Yeah.
And it's so much fun. We're having such a good time with it.
Well, you know, the thing is that I always enjoyed that song anyway, but to be able to hear it as a transposed into a big band sound, that's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun. There's going to be something for everyone, as Mary Beth mentioned. You know, we've got songs from the 30s. Anything from musicals, songs in musicals, to, again, you know, Steely Dan.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Take your pick.
And the thing is that big band music is such a generational thing. I mean, it crosses all generations, doesn't it?
It does. And, you know, with the advent of people like Lady Gaga and hooking up with Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
Rod Stewart has done some. And, of course, you know, Michael Bublé, who is... has really brought it to the forefront again. It's out there for everybody.
Yeah, know? Yeah. And it's, so this is definitely an event that the whole family can enjoy then, Mary Beth.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We'd love to get some families out.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, this would be a nice, be able to have a nice afternoon out as well, to be able to go and enjoy some. And I say this every single time I think we have you on. It's nothing better than hearing music done live.
Amen.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to be listening to it, you know, if you stream it or, you know, listen to it in a CD. But there's something about being in the presence of it being performed live.
Well, it's a shared experience. You yeah. know, it's not you sitting in your house listening to music, which I do all the time.
Yeah.
It's you being with other people and sharing that same moment in time, to be a little philosophical about it. And it really does lend itself to the back and forth of the audience participation in just being there and appreciating what you're doing.
That's exactly what I was going to say, the audience response.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And the energy that you get from the audience in the presence, you know, and feeling that energy coming from them, too, it's kind of adds so much more to it.
It does, definitely does.
Yeah.
We always appreciate our audiences because, as we say at the concert, you could be doing anything this afternoon, and you chose to be with us, and that means something.
Yeah, yeah.
It means something for people to come out and listen. So.
That's right. And it's such a great place to be able to have it at the TCA.
There isn't a bad seat in the house.
Yeah, yeah. And the acoustics there are just awesome.
They are.
Yeah. So, yep, I mean, you're going to be able to hear some great, great music. Now, you said there's going to be a few selections that you're going to have some vocalists performing to, Mary Beth?
Yes. One of them, on the sunny side of the street, there's going to be four-part vocal harmony. It's going to be all of our vocalists. And then we have soloists as well, as we usually do. But, yeah, I don't think we've done a whole lot of four-part harmony, so that's going to be nice.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. That's Goosebump-type music.
Yes, exactly. And we've got a song that Bette Midler performed, and our pianist, who is also the Tecumseh Pops Community Chorus Director, is our pianist for the big band, and he's going to join in on vocals with Joyce Lancaster on Slow Boat to China.
Oh.
And so that'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
They have a good, there's a little bit chemistry. Of dialogue back and forth, and there's a good chemistry between the two of them. So that's going to be fun. You know, it's and people who know Bill will get really enjoy seeing him perform, because usually he's standing in front of the group, you know, directing them.
Yeah.
Now he's performing and he's actually singing, so this will be fun for
everybody. Yeah, so this is going to be a lot of fun.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think people will enjoy it. Come on out and check us out.
Absolutely. So daytime and location once again, Karen.
Sure. It's Tecumseh Center for the Arts, and that's located at 400 North Maumee in Tecumseh. And the phone number for them is 517-423-6617. You can stop by and buy tickets on Thursday or Friday from noon to 5,
mm-hmm.
an hour before the show, which would be starting at 3 o'clock the day of the show. And the show starts at 4 o'clock, and the day and time is Sunday, May 17th.
Nice time to be able to come out and enjoy some music being performed live right in front of you. And, you know, and come and appreciate all the work that everybody in the group has been doing, rehearsing this all the time, too. Right, Mary Beth?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And the title of the event or the performance is?
Through the Years.
All right. Definitely, as we were talking about, definitely going through the years, too.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Thanks so much for coming on and talking a little bit more about it, and hope that people will mark it on their calendars to be able to come out and enjoy the show. Thank you so much, Mary Beth.
Thank you, and looking forward to seeing you all.
All right. And Karen, thank you as well.
Always appreciate the time, Dale. Thank you.
And we've been talking about the Tecumseh Big Band Spring Concert on May 17th, 4 p.m. at the TCA. This has been Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gardner. We'll talk again soon.